The origins of April Fool's Day are not exactly known, but it seems to have begun in France about the time of the change to the Gregorian calendar in 1582. As part of the conversion, New Year's Day was moved that year from March 25th to January 1st, and the fools were the people who failed to adjust to the change. These days, April Fool's Day is a day of practical jokes, intended to cause embarrassment or surprise in the person who falls for them. April Fool's pranks teach us that things are not always what they seem. They help us to understand how much we depend on trust. To fool someone is to deceive them, and many pranks on this day of deceit remind us how much we rely on the truth to function in our everyday lives, at home, at work, and in society. The truth about lies is that they show us how important the truth is in the first place. In contemporary America, the April Fool is the butt of the joke. In history and the arts, though, the fool often occupies an honored position as the designated truth-teller. In the royal court, the fool was often a clown who entertained the nobility with jests and jokes, mimicry and music and merriment. Sometimes the fool was just funny, but sometimes the fool provoked musing through his amusements, often using humor to puncture the pretensions of his patrons, to ridicule the status quo, and to show how much of common custom really is ridiculous. If President Clinton had hired a fool, he might not have made such a fool of himself. Dr. America notes parenthetically that only you can make a fool of yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. Sometimes in history, the fool was literally extraordinary. The fool was the person paid to think outside the box, to be wise instead of merely crafty, to be comprehensive instead of focused. This fool sees differently because he has what Frank Lloyd Wright called an eye open to the altogether. In literature and drama, the fool is often the person not fooled by the obvious deceptions of daily life, the sane person in an insane world. The uncommon wisdom of the fool often counters the common sense of the multitudes. Although we've made it mainly an occasion for mere foolishness, April Fool's Day could draw on these traditions to be a day for seeing how much we're fooling ourselves. We might focus not on the pranks and deceptions that drive us nuts on this day, but on the deceptions and denials that drive us every other day of the year. We might use April Fool's Day to tell ourselves the truth about why we're working too much and loving too little, playing too much and praying not enough, spending too much money and too little time. We might wonder if it's foolish to consume resources at the rate we are. We could ponder whether we're educating our children to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, or just wealthy. We might all sing a loud chorus of, "What kind of fool am I?" and then contemplate an honest answer. April Fool's Day could also be a day for celebrating the fools of history. Only a fool, for example, would preach that the meek will inherit the earth, and only fools would believe it. Only a fool would contend that a bunch of ragtag colonists could declare independence from the greatest empire on the face of the earth. Only a fool could think that a society could abolish the institution of slavery. More recently, religious social activists like Dorothy Day have called people to become fools for Christ. We speak of fool's gold, but fools like these are gold, valuable precisely because they challenge us to live up to our deepest values. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, wondering, as always, just who's fooling whom.